Hi, Greg Perry, the Historic Preservationist. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 55. Doing a slight shift today on our talk. It's going to be about the Shakers. So during the first half of the 19th century, more than 100 utopian communities with notions of recreating heaven on earth sprang up across the United States, including some two dozen scattered from Maine to Kentucky, founded by the Shakers. In these Shaker villages, life was minutely regulated, duties were clearly assigned, and authority as well. Celibacy was the rule, and the sexes were separated as far as practicality would permit, although men and women worked and worshipped in a very close proximity. Shaker religious practices attracted attention from American and European observers alike, most particularly the ecstatic, if not erratic, singing and dancing that earned them the name the Shakers. But while the fundamental impulse behind Shaker life was religious, the sect has come to be best known for its utilitarian aesthetics and superb craftsmanship, even though it's on a very basic level. Shaker workshops turned out an amazing variety of domestic products that reflected the gifts to be simple. The distinctiveness of their artifacts lay in the combination of their desire for efficiency and their devotion to honoring God through an ordered, industrious-type life. The lack of decorative adornment reflected a determination not to let anything stand between the believer and God. In an old-fashioned New England way, the Shaker villages were idyllic. The necessities of life were fully, even abundantly supplied. The spotless interiors, gracefully plain furniture, fine herb gardens, and perfectly tended fields were all testimony to their social and economic success. The movement outlived the demise of the Shaker communities through our enduring appreciation for the objects the members created over the years. So in the years since, a steady succession of articles, books, exhibitions, and collections have continued to celebrate the sense of peace those works impart. Greg Perry, the Historic Preservationist, signing off. Thanks for listening.